everybody, and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'd like to talk to you about a story that we've heard probably many times in scripture of Jesus healing a paralytic. But there's a particular sentence that struck me, and I'd like to share it with you. Now, this story is actually in three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And each is slightly different in the way they explain the story, but this line in each of them is the same. Let me read to you. So it's in Matthew Gospel, chapter 9, starting at verse 2. Just then, some people were carrying a paralyzed man lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." Some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming, because how could he forgive sins?" But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? What is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? So that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "stand up, take your bed, and go to your home." So we go to Mark's Gospel, and it's chapter 26, Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, starting at verse 1. When he returned to Capernaum, after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many gathered around that there was no longer room for them, not even in front of the door. And he was speaking the word to them. Some people came, bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And after having dug through it, they let down the man on which the paralytic lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And the story continued that the scribe said, "Oh my goodness, what blasphemy." And he said, "What's easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Get up and walk?" So he tells the paralytic to get up and walk. Then in Luke's Gospel, it is in Luke chapter 5, verse 17. One day while he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting nearby. They had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him to heal. Just then some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a bed. They were trying to bring him in and lay him before Jesus, but finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." Same thing happened. The Pharisees questioned, "Oh my goodness, you're speaking blasphemy. Only God can tell people your sins are forgiven." And he says, "What's easier for me to say, the sins are forgiven, or get up and walk? Get up and walk." So these friends of the paralyzed man, the crowd, the Pharisees, the scribes, heard that Jesus was coming. And he was teaching them. He always sits and teaches, sits and shares, sits and loves. But he also had upon him right then, it says, healing. And there were many he probably healed but this particular one, the story is specific, that stood out. Why? In the first one, it doesn't tell you that they went through the roof of the house to get into the crowd. But the other two, in Mark's and Luke's, they do. These four people carrying their friend, the paralyzed man, and we assume their friend, we assume they're part of his community. He could have been someone on the side of the road that's been there for so long, and they said, "Let's go. Jesus is coming. Let's take you." No matter who they were, they decided, "Jesus is there. Let's go and ask for healing." in the story, it didn't even say that they asked for healing. They just put him in front of the Lord. Because I guess they would have seen that Jesus, when he comes to towns, teaches, preaches, loves, heals, is merciful. And so they couldn't get into the room. Everyone's there crowded around Jesus. So they decided, well, we'll just put down through the roof, because the roof was made of thatch and mud and easily, in a way, taken apart, make a mess, and then lowered their friend, the man they knew, down into the room before Jesus. And the line that on each one Jesus states, when he saw their faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven. You know, take heart, son, your sins are forgiven. When he saw the faith of the people who lowered the man down. Faith of the friends, faith of, like I said, could be elders from the church community, could be people who just believe that Jesus, the Son of God, could heal. Because of their faith, the paralyzed man was healed. I often think, was the paralyzed man paralyzed in his body, but also paralyzed just full stop in his life now? He had given up. Everything was hopeless. Everything was at a standstill. Paralyzed. Because he had no worth or felt like he was worthless. But these four people, and again, we don't know if they were friends, we assume, but they could have just been elders in the community. People that said, let's go and bring this man to Jesus. He's been paralyzed long enough. Because of their faith, the man was healed. So if you're lacking in belief that God could heal you, lacking in belief that God could even come and help your circumstances, lacking in belief of whatever, lean on the faith of those who have faith. You can see it often in your churches, in your communities, in your workplace, next door neighbor, someone you know that just believes in God and has faith. Go lean on them. Go ask them for prayer. Go share, if you don't want to share the whole thing, share a little bit of your situation so that you can say, I need prayer. I need you to pray to your God. I remember there was a boss that I had, whenever he was struggling in his work, he would say to me, you know God, would you pray to your God for me? He believed in a God, but he didn't have God in his life. But he asked me, a person of faith, to pray to my God for him. Why not? Have the courage. Because of their faith, Jesus said, this man has been healed. How much can we do if we have the faith? Think about when we do intercessory prayer because of our faith and belief in our God, how much can God do and heal and, you know, do in the world and in families and in communities and in our own personal lives, personal families, relationships, because of our faith. Jesus was acknowledging, because of your faith, this man has been healed. It just made me, wow, I need to have a belief and faith in our God. And may I grow in that faith. And that only comes from the mercy and grace of God to give me more. And then to look back and go, wow, God did that. Will I believe more for what God can do? I believe in him more. I trust in him more. I give him authority over my life and others more. I give him my plans, my dreams, my hopes. It's amazing what faith can do. Jesus said, if you had enough faith, you could tell that mountain to move. Oh my goodness, I'd love to go, mountain, move. And it moved. What faith. So can I encourage you, if you don't feel it right now, if you're feeling low in faith, go lean on somebody else's. That's what the church is for. That's what the community of believers is for. To encourage us, to exhort us, to help us. And I know I do the same. I ring up my sister, I ring up my family members, and I say, would you pray for me? I'm feeling very low right now. And it helps me when they pray and I lean on their faith and their belief in a wonderful, amazing God that desires to heal, desires to reach us, desires to say, well, your sins are forgiven, but also get up and walk. We adore you, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. Help us with our faith.